Disney disaster, Elio marks Pixar's worst box office opening ever. By Breitbart News on June 23, 2025. New York, AP. Neither Pixar nor Zombies were enough to topple How to Train Your Dragon from the number one slot at North American box offices over the weekend. The Universal Pictures live-action remake remained the top film, bringing in $37 million in ticket sales in its second weekend, despite the sizable new releases of Elio and 28 years later, according to studio estimates Sunday. How to Train Your Dragon has rapidly amassed $358.2 million worldwide. 6 years after its last entry, the Dean de Blois directed How to Train Your Dragon has proven a potent revival of the DreamWorks animation franchise. A sequel is already in the works for the $150 million production, which remakes the 2010 animated tale about a Viking boy and his dragon. Pixar's Elio had a particularly tough weekend. The Walt Disney Company Animation Studio has often launched some of its biggest titles in June, including Cars, Wall-E and Toy Story 4. But Elio, a science fiction adventure about a boy who dreams of meeting aliens, notched a modest $21 million, the lowest opening ever for Pixar. "This is a weak opening for a new Pixar movie," said David A. Gross, who runs the movie consulting firm Franchise Re. "These would be solid numbers for another original animation film, but this is Pixar, and by Pixar's remarkable standard, the opening is well below average." Elio, originally set for release in early 2024, had a bumpy road to the screen. Adrian Molina, co-director of Coco, was replaced mid-production by Domishi, Turning Red, and Madeline Sharafian. Back at Disney's D23 conference in 2022, America Ferrera appeared to announce her role as Elio's mother, but the character doesn't even exist in the revamped film. Disney and Pixar spent at least $150 million making Elio, which didn't fare any better internationally than it did in North America, bringing in just $14 million from 43 territories. Pixar stumbled coming out of the pandemic before stabilizing performance with 2023's Elemental, $496.4 million worldwide, and 2024's Inside Out 2, $1.7 billion, which was the company's biggest box office hit. Elemental was Pixar's previously lowest-earning film, launching with $29.6 million. It rallied in later weeks to collect nearly $500 million at the box office. The company's first movie, Toy Story, opened with $29.1 million in 1995, or $60 when adjusted for inflation. It remains to be seen whether Elio's decent reviews and A from CinemaScore audiences can lead it to repeat Elemental's trajectory. With most schools on summer break, the competition for family audiences was stiff. Disney's own Lilo and Stitch, another live-action remake, continued to pull in young moviegoers. It grossed $9.7 million in its fifth weekend, bringing its global tally to $910.3 million. 28 years later signaled the return of another, far gorier franchise. Director Danny Boyle reunited with screenwriter Alex Garland to resume their pandemic apocalypse thriller 25 years after 28 Days Later and 18 years after its sequel, 28 Weeks Later. The Sony Pictures release opened with $30 million. That was good enough to give Boyle, the filmmaker of Slumdog Millionaire and Trainspotting, the biggest opening weekend of his career. The film, which cost $60 million to make, jumps ahead nearly three decades from the outbreak of the so-called rage virus for a coming-of-age story about a 12-year-old, Alfie Williams, venturing out of his family's protected village. Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jodie Comer and Ralph Fiennes co-star. Reviews have been good, 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. For 28 years later, though, audience reaction, a B cinema score, is mixed. Boyle has more plans for the zombie franchise, which will next see the release of 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple next year from director Nia DaCosta. 28 Years Later added another $30 million in 59 overseas markets. After its strong start last weekend with $12 million, A24's material has held well with $5.8 million in its second weekend. The romantic drama by writer-director Celine Song and starring Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans has collected $24 million so far. Next weekend should also be a competitive one in movie theaters, with both F1, from Apple and Warner Brothers, and Universal's Megan 2.0 launching in cinemas. Top 10 movies by domestic box office. With final domestic figures being released Monday, this list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. 1. How to Train Your Dragon, $37 million. 2. 28 Years Later, $30 million. 3. Elio, $21 million. 4. Lilo and Stitch, $9.7 million. 5. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, $6.6 million. 6. Materialists, $5.8 million. 7. Ballerina, $4.5 million. 8. Karate Kid, Legends, $2.4 million. 9. Final Destination, Bloodlines, $1.9 million. 10. Kubra, $1.7 million.